Let's say hello to my great producer, Dan Shagrew. Hello, Dan.
Howdy, Nick.
How are you?
Good, man. How about yourself?
I'm all right. I didn't get a lot of sleep because this World Series is just too much fun, man.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, game seven tonight. So, yeah, I'll be flipping back and forth between that and the Hawks.
Sure.
So, how was your Halloween?
Very nice. Emily went as Moana. Olivia went as a pumpkin. And it worked out perfectly. We stopped at my folks' place. We did the, you know, eight neighbors that we know a couple doors down, and then we went to Eileen's brother's place for some pizza and a few more trick-or-treats.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Did you get any good candy?
You know, it was a pretty quality haul. There was a lot of just, you know, the name brands, you know, the not fun, fun size majority of the time. But, but yeah, you know, I didn't see any clunkers in the groups.
So. Well, you know, we're going to talk about, I have a story about black licorice that I want to get to, but also, I want to hear what your haul was. 312-981-7200. What candies did you get if you have kids and you went out? What candies did you get? And, what candies did you give? What was given away at your door this fine Halloween? Oh, by the way, it's November 1st, so rabbit. So anyway, we'll talk about that coming up a little bit later on. But if you want to jump in, 312-981-7200 for your candy haul. What did you get? What did you give? So a good candy haul for you guys then.
Yep.
Did you dress up? Were you a farmer?
No,
again?
No, we didn't. Eileen and I just went as parents. But it's funny you mention that because one of the things we saw on Facebook that apparently the parent costume is sweatpants, a hoodie, and a coffee mug and a winter hat. That's pretty much what every parent went as, and that is exactly what we were wearing.
That's, there you go. That is the universal costume for parents on Halloween.
Exactly.
Now. Okay, very cool. Let's go into the newsroom, and it's Vic Vaughn. Hiya, Vic.
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right, how are you?
I'm okay.
Good, good. You see
well rested.
Any of the exciting World Series?
I watched some of the game, and I handed out some candy, and then I retired to my pop-up tent and slept through the rest of the night. I did wake up to a bowl of, so all the Snicker bars were gone, all the Kit Kats were gone, one apple left.
Oh.
We were offering fruit. All of the apples and oranges were gone.
Oh, they took them.
They took them.
Oh, okay. So, well, you got healthy kids in your building.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. All right. So, and in the traffic hut is Raj Badish. Esmeralda is in Iceland as we speak, and she'll be coming back in a few days, and she'll be back on Monday morning. So Roger is filling in. Hello, Roger.
Hello again, Nick.
All right. How was your Halloween?
Uneventful.
Yeah.
When I left about 8 o'clock to come in here, Bridget had just returned from the store and said she had bought a bag of candy just in case.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't had kids at our place in several years now.
Yeah, I've been in the place that I live right now for 6 years and haven't had one trick or treater.
Yeah,
so, I mean, but I live in a, you know, like I live in a big apartment building, so it's not like
we do too. It's not that we've got 6 units, and we're on the first floor. But when you walk in, you don't know which unit you're
right. Yeah,
you know. So and nobody wants to get rung in and not know where the person's coming from or anything.
Right,
And the same with the people inside. And a couple of the families in our building have kids, so they were probably out.
The people across the hall from me, at last count, I think have 46 kids.
Yeesh.
They have all loud ages. And they have them out in the hallway running around every once in a while.
Well, they need the exercise.
Yeah, sure. Right outside my door.
Yeah, of course.
You know, right outside my door at like 3 p.m, which is prime sleeping time for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, we was very uneventful, you know, in terms of Halloween. But,
sure.
This World Series, man, this is the second year in a row we've had great World Series. And, last year was better because the Cubs were in it, but
yeah, and they won.
Yes, but Game 7 is tonight. It's been really, really exciting, and at least two of the games unprecedented. So this has been a great World Series, great World Series, and it's going to wrap up tonight.
And enjoy it because for another 22 hours, 21 and a half hours, the Cubs are still the world's champion.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, they won it on the 2nd. They won it on November 2nd. So, all right. So there you go. That's what's up with everybody this morning. 312-981-7200 for Wildcard Wednesday and your requests. And we want to hear what you got and what you gave away for the little kids for your Halloween. What candies did you get? What candies did you give away? 312-981-7200. And a kind of a disturbing story about black licorice. So, I kind of think black licorice is disturbing already. But yeah, so we'll talk a little bit about that in your haul of candy coming up. We'll take a quick break here. It's Nick DiGiulio on 720 WGN. And again, after the 2:30 news, we're going to talk with Josh Goldblum from Cinepocalypse, a very cool film festival that starts at the Music Box Theater on the 2nd, which would be tomorrow. So there you go. All right, let's take a quick break and we'll come back. 312-981-7200. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGiulio here on 720 WGN. How are you? We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trip Tower, here till 5 a.m. Coming up after the 2:30 news, we'll be joined by Josh Goldblum, who's the creator of Cinepocalypse, which is an awesome genre horror action film festival that is taking over the Music Box Theater, featuring over 60 films and a lot of really incredible celebrity guests and special screenings. Starts on November 2nd, runs through the 9th at the Music Box Theater, and we'll talk all about it with Josh after the 2:30 news. 312-981-7200 is the phone number, talk, text, and your Wildcard Wednesday requests. We were going to talk a little bit. I got a story about some black licorice. I got some story about here about black licorice that I want to share. And also, we're wondering if you want to call in or text in, candies did you get? Did your kids get? What was your candy haul like? And what did you give away? Did you have trick-or-treaters? Some of us didn't. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Let's go to Patrick. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Nick. How you doing, buddy?
All right.
Hey, real quick. Remember how yesterday you were talking about Carrie?
Yeah.
And how scary it was when the hand came out?
Yeah.
Of course, yeah, that gave me a heart attack, too. But that was the only movie I ever saw that made Jesus look creepy.
Yeah.
You know why? That damn crucifix under the stairs.
Yeah, 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 yeah. It was just weird. And then, of course, you know, when Carrie kills her mother, it's in the same position, looks exactly like the Jesus statue that's in the prayer room. Yeah, no, everything about that movie was scary. Everything.
From the prom destruction all the way to the end was the creepiest part.
Yeah.
Carrie Spacek just had that look. Like I said, that crucifix is just something else.
Yep.
You know, but my kid's candy haul. My son, he went as a minion, and he came back with lots of Nerds, Smarties, Sprees, Sweet Tarts, the little fun size Hershey's chocolates, you know, like the Mr. Good bars, the Crackle. I haven't fully gone through it yet, but while they're in school tomorrow, I think I'll be rating more of their candy.
Yeah.
Their candy haul. Because I guarantee you, I will find a box of Milk Duds, and I will find Twizzlers.
Yeah, I'm sure. So I'm sure.
They will be mine.
Yeah.
They will be mine.
all right.
Since we live in such a big apartment building, we don't, you know, there's no trick-or-treaters coming to us. So they go out to the houses around the neighborhood.
Right, exactly. Exactly. All right, Patrick, good to talk to you, man.
All right, you too. Take care.
Have fun eating your kids' candy. you know that bit that Jimmy Kimmel does, right?
Yes.
Where, the parents tell the kids that they ate their candy. A lot of people hate that bit because it just makes the kids cry. And I actually think it's pretty funny. I don't have kids, so I actually think it's kind of funny. But I can understand why people – I'm assuming you probably don't think it's funny.
Yeah, good. You know, it's that, like, I couldn't bring myself to do it. You know? Like, you know, I could not imagine her face.
No, I understand. I totally understand. I don't have kids, so vicariously I can laugh, I think. But it's pretty cruel. I mean, there's no question about it. But, I mean, you know, he's defiant about it, Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's very defiant about it. Although he's off this week because his baby had to have another surgery. Mm. So he's off. And if I'm not mistaken, I have it on my DVR. I'm going to watch it in the morning. Dave Grohl filled in for him.
That's what I saw online.
And he dressed like Letterman. He put the beard on and everything, I guess. And then I guess Alice Cooper is the musical guest.
Hmm.
So that should be pretty cool. But last night's episode, Shaq was the host. He did okay, I guess.
I mean, appreciate he does that.
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, it harkens back to the Carson days, you know?
Yeah.
Where they actually had a fill-in, and they did it. It just wasn't 2 weeks of reruns like everybody else does now.
Right. The other thing that was my favorite, though, was the night. The reason that Jimmy Kimmel is out is not good. It's sad. And, you know, we're concerned and hope that for the best for his baby. But Kristen Bell was fantastic when she hosted, because she's fantastic at everything. I love Kristen Bell. She's just the best. All right, so this story about black licorice is a little weird.
Yes.
The FDA has a warning for people who love black licorice. Now, That black licorice is a very divisive candy. Dan, pro or con on black licorice?
Con.
That didn't take you. There was no hesitation at all. I am also con on black licorice. I don't. I mean, I know people who have like a very sort of violent response to black licorice. I don't. I just not particularly don't. I mean, I don't. I mean, I'm not going to voluntarily eat it, but I don't completely hate it. Every Halloween, children and adults alike gorge on candy, which is what Patrick's going to do tomorrow while the kids are at school. One estimate puts the number of junk calories consumed at up to 7,000 per kid, which is the equivalent of 13 Big Macs. Man. While all of that sugar is most certainly not healthy, Consumerist reports that there's actually a more immediate danger to your well-being, and that's black licorice. Most versions of the candy, which gained some popularity around the spooky season, contains, I'm not even going to try, glycyrrhizin, a sweetening compound found in the licorice root. It is, while tasty, this sweetening compound can also affect potassium levels in the body, causing them to fall dangerously low levels. High blood pressure, swelling, and even heart issues can develop as a result. It's not just binging that causes these issues. According to the Food and Drug Administration, adults over 40 who eat more than 2 ounces of black licorice a day for 2 weeks could suffer heart problems like arrhythmia. And if you have a history of heart disease, you're even more susceptible to the complications. The FDA recommends using a little common sense when consuming black licorice, eating it in moderate amounts, and stopping if you notice any adverse symptoms. If you do experience potassium level drops, it's usually reversible once you put that bag down. Treats that are licorice flavored are typically artificial and won't have the same effect as an actual plant root. But your waistline's sake, try to avoid gorging on anything. That's something, though.
That is pretty crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, that is, that's not good. Well, I'm glad I don't like, well, I don't eat candy really in general, you know, but I'm glad I don't like black licorice. So anybody who's out there gorging on black licorice, knock it off. I wonder if anybody gave out pennies. Do people still give out pennies, you think?
God, I hope not. There was a big debate about raisins, I heard, on another
box,
radio show.
Little box of raisins?
Little boxes of raisins.
Yeah. I used to like the little boxes. I like raisins. So when I was a kid, if I got raisins when I went trick-or-treating, I wasn't complaining. I actually liked them. I would complain if they gave me pennies, though. That's like, come on, what are we... And how about the people who give you like little mini toothpaste and toothbrush? Here you go.
Lame.
Yeah.
Where do you stand on the popcorn ball?
Do they still give those out?
I have not seen one recently, but I have received them in the past.
Yeah, I mean, when I was a kid, I used to the popcorn ball was a you know a perfectly acceptable treat to give out. I don't know if I like the popcorn. I mean, I guess I ate them. It wasn't on the top of my list. If I went trick-or-treating and I brought home my bag of candy and I prioritized what I liked the most and what I would eat first, the popcorn ball would not be in the top five, I would say. Would not be near the top of the list. So I mean, I've had the popcorn ball, not a particularly huge fan of it. All right. Here's Chris on WGN. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Nick. How are you?
All right, man.
Hey, tonight I had the worst Halloween costume at my door.
Okay, what was it?
Two kids, probably 13, 14 years old, rang the doorbell, so I get the candy, go to the door, open it. They're just dressed in a winter coat, no costume whatsoever. Their candy bag is an actual candy bag. I looked at them, I said, put a lot of thought into it, huh? And they're like, yeah. Boom, shut the door on them. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. That's what you get. When you get to a certain age, man, when do you stop trick-or-treating?
Right there.
I mean, 13. I mean, I probably stopped when I was 12, 13, maybe.
Right,
end of grade school, beginning of high school.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right, Chris.
Did you happen to see Jimmy Fallon last night?
No, I taped it because Millie Bobby Brown is on. So, and I love Millie Bobby Brown.
He was with Blake Shelton. They did Caramel Apple Roulette.
Oh, wait a minute. That was the night before last. I saw that. I saw that online.
Oh, okay.
Where they bit into hysterical. It was very funny. I got to say it was very funny. And they didn't bite into one apple.
Not one.
Not one. There was three onions in a row. Yeah, and they had to eat it. It was disgusting.
It was disgusting.
It was. All right, Chris. Thanks, man.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I watched that on YouTube. I was watching it. I kill time here every once in a while, and I'm watching it. And that was the deal, Dan. They had these caramel apples, eight of which were actually apples and four were onions. And they had to like, and they'd call it a caramel apple roulette. And it's a variation on a game that he does egg roulette, egg Russian roulette, where, you know, eight are hard boiled and eight are raw, and you have to smash it on your head. Well, that's the one which you had to bite into it, and they did not bite into one apple; it was three onions. And they were red onions too, and you see, and they had to swallow it too, and it was covered. It was disgusting, but it was funny as hell. And then finally, we want to say hello to Wally, who is working in a small town outside of Zurich, Switzerland, for a few weeks. He's listening to us online. Thanks for listening, Wally. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We got the news coming up next, and we're going to tell you about a really cool film festival called Cinepocalypse. That's coming up right after the news, which is next.